We would make all very welcome to the gospel meeting tonight. It's great to see everyone. We're very glad to see you along. We're going to begin our meeting by singing 258. 258. Our sins on Christ were laid. He bore the mighty load. Our ransom price he fully paid by his own precious blood. For God so loved the world, his only Son he gave, that whosoever him believes, eternal life shall have. We'll just sing the first three verses, just the first three verses of 258, and we'll rise to sing.
Our sins on Christ were laid, he bore the mighty load. Our ransom price he fully paid.
Glad to see everyone that has come along. And we're just going to pray, and then there's a few announcements to be made, and then our brother Mauricio will speak. But let's speak to God first in prayer. Our God and Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before thee. We thank thee for thy word that tells us of thy Son, and it tells us of the cross on which he died, and it tells us that there he died for our sins. We thank thee that he rose again, and he is able to save all that will come unto God through him. We pray for the help of thy Holy Spirit as the gospel is preached, that thy word would go forth with power, that those that are not saved, that have never trusted thy Son, would be awakened to eternity and to their sin before thee, and to the sufficiency of the Saviour who came into the world to save sinners. We pray for thy help. Acknowledge our need of thee. We pray for those that will hear that there would be distractions cleared from their mind, and that thou would speak to them. We pray for thy help, asking all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, just to make a few announcements for the week that is ahead. On Monday night at 7 p.m., there's the Bible Explorers, as many of the boys and girls come along to. So the speaker expected on that evening is our brother Tim Allen from the Sandringham Assembly. And then on Thursday night, there's the prayer meeting and Bible reading. And the passage there will be Colossians in chapter 2 and verse 1 to 7. And that's at 7:45 on Thursday evening. And then again, next Lord's Day, as today, there's at 11 a.m. the breaking of bread. And then at 3 p.m. the Sunday school and Bible class, and then the prayer meeting at 6:30 in the evening, and the gospel meeting at 7 p.m. And the speaker expected is our brother Mervyn Wishart from Newcastle, from the assembly there. So, but again, we make you all welcome to those meetings to come back again. But we make you welcome tonight that you're here. We make those that are joining online welcome as well. We thank all that have come along. Now, our brother Mauricio is going to speak. He will be speaking in Portuguese, and I'll be translating it. So listen carefully. He's going to tell how he was saved. It's well worth hearing how God saves people. Now, our brother Mauricio.
Queria desejar a todos uma boa noite.
I'd like to make all very welcome and to wish all a good evening.
Quero agradecer também à igreja aqui em Newton Brida pelo convite e pela confiança.
I'd like to thank the assembly here at Newton Brida for asking me to speak.
Então hoje à noite fui convidado para contar como foi que Deus me salvou.
This evening I was asked to tell how God saved me.
E eu queria fazer uma leitura em João capítulo 3 e versículo 16.
I would like to turn to the Bible and read John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3 and verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
É só esse versículo que nós vamos ler.
It's just this verse that we will read.
Que Deus abençoe.
May the Lord bless his word to us.
Bom, gostaria de dizer primeiramente que foi exatamente esse versículo que Deus usou no dia em que eu fui salvo.
I would like to tell you that it was exactly this verse that we have read that God used to speak to me and through which I was saved.
Então eu vou procurar, dentro do nosso tempo, contar a minha experiência de salvação.
For this reason, I would like to use the time that we're here to tell you within this verse how that God used it to save me.
Em dezembro, mês que vem, vai completar 38 anos que Deus me salvou.
Next December, this December, it will be 38 years since God saved me.
Mas essa experiência ainda está tão viva em minha mente, em meu coração, que a impressão que eu tenho que foi semana passada.
But the event was of such importance to me that in my mind and my memory it's like it happened a week ago or yesterday.
Então eu procurarei rapidamente resumir esse dia.
I would like to tell you briefly about that day when I was saved.
Eu fui criado em um lar cristão a partir dos meus 7 anos de idade.
I was brought up in a Christian home from when I was 7 years old. That's when my parents were saved.
Como toda criança, eu cresci aprendendo versículos, cantando hinos, decorando os versículos, mas ainda não era salvo.
As many children that grew up in Christian homes, I grew up learning the word of God, learning how to sing the hymns, but I still wasn't saved.
O tempo passou depressa e eu já tinha agora 19 anos de idade e ainda não era salvo.
Time passed quickly and I was turned 19 years old and I still wasn't saved.
Mas em 1986, nas minhas férias de dezembro,
in 1986, in my holidays in December,
recebi um convite do nosso irmão Sr. Ronaldo Otterson para assistir uma reunião de pregação do Evangelho.
I received an invite from our brother Ronnie Watterson, who's now with the Lord, to come and hear the gospel preached.
A reunião aconteceria numa terça-feira, numa cidadezinha chamada Porto Ferreira.
The gospel meeting was to take place on a Tuesday night, and it was to take place in a city called Porto Ferreira.
Mais ou menos uns 20 minutos de onde eu morava.
It was about 20 minutes away from where I lived.
Eu recebi o convite, aceitei, E quando foi na terça-feira de manhã cedo, eu estava querendo desistir.
I received the invite and decided I would go. But early on that Tuesday morning, I decided I didn't really want to go anymore.
Eu estava pensando esses dias, se eu tivesse um celular naquele dia, eu teria mandado uma mensagem para ele desistindo de ir para a reunião.
I was thinking, if I had had a mobile phone in those days, I would have sent him a text to say that I didn't want to go anymore.
Mas acabei indo para a reunião, esperei, ele passou em casa.
But in the end, I did go to that meeting. He came and picked me up at my house.
Mas ele não estava sozinho, havia mais três pessoas com ele no carro.
But he wasn't alone, there were three other people with him in the car.
Eu conhecia todos que estavam no carro e sabia que o único que não era salvo dentro do carro era eu.
I knew everyone else in the car, the other three and Mr. Watterson, and I knew that I was the only one that wasn't saved.
Então rapidamente chegamos em Porto Ferreira, 20 minutos de viagem, chegamos lá na cidade.
Very briefly, just as I said, it was 20 minutes away. Very soon we arrived in Porto Ferreira, where the gospel meeting was going to take place.
Um salãozinho bem simples, um muro baixo, um portãozinho fechado, uma calçada, e na calçada, uma árvore.
Nice, small, little hall, a low wall, and a nice little gate. But there was a tree there.
Descemos do carro, nós cinco, e ficamos esperando lá de fora, porque o salão estava fechado.
When we arrived there at the hall, we got out of the car, and the five of us, we just stood there waiting, because the hall was locked.
E a hora foi se aproximando, a reunião começaria às 7:30, e o tempo foi passando, e ninguém chegou para abrir o salão.
And the time of the meeting was to be 7:30. And the time kept getting closer to 7:30, and nobody came to open up the hall.
E eu estava lá do lado de fora, observando aquilo tudo, e pensei comigo, acho que hoje nós não vamos ter reunião.
And as I watched this happening, that nobody was coming to open the hall, I thought to myself, you know, I don't think they're going to have a meeting tonight.
Naquela altura eu não conhecia muito bem o Sr. Ronaldo Watterson.
At that time in my life, I didn't know Ronnie Watterson that well.
Mas conhecendo como eu conheço hoje, ele não deixaria de fazer uma reunião mesmo que o salão estivesse fechado.
But as I got to know him, I realized he was never going to give up on preaching the gospel.
Ele faria um ar livre ali na calçada, naquele lugar mesmo, daquele jeito.
Yeah. Even if nobody had come to open the hall, he would have preached right there on the sidewalk.
Mas uma certa alegria surgiu no meu coração. Eu pensei comigo, acho que não vai ter reunião e nós vamos ter que voltar para casa. Eu fiquei muito feliz com isso.
When I realized that maybe there wasn't going to be a meeting, I started to get happy. I thought I'll be able to get back home here.
Eu estou sendo sincero com os irmãos do que aconteceu naquele dia.
He says I'm being sincere and just honest about what I was thinking at the time.
Mas eu estava olhando nosso irmão, Sr. Ronaldo, e observei que ele se aproximou daquela árvore.
I was watching Mr. Watterson, Ronnie Watterson, and I noticed that he got close to the tree.
E ele fez um movimento com as mãos. A impressão que eu tive é que ele colocou a mão dentro da árvore.
He came close to the tree and he did something with his hands, and the way that it looked to me, it looked like he put his hand inside of the tree.
E olha só, agora ele tinha uma chave para abrir o salão.
And it turns out that he had a key for opening the hall inside the tree.
Anos mais tarde eu descobri que realmente era isso mesmo, havia um oco, um buraco na árvore, e os irmãos deixavam uma chave reserva para uma situação como aquela.
Years later, I found out that was exactly the situation. The brethren would have left a key inside a hole in the tree, so that in that situation, someone could get the spare key and open the hall.
Então nós entramos no salão, abrimos, entramos, e a reunião ia começar.
So, Mr. Watterson got the key out of the tree, opened the hall, we went in, and the meeting was about to start.
Então eu preciso deixar isso bem claro que naquela reunião não apareceu ninguém naquela noite.
I have to make it very clear that that evening, in that gospel meeting, there was no one else that came to hear the gospel.
Aqueles que vieram no carro eram as únicas pessoas lá dentro daquele salão, 5 pessoas só.
The only people that were there to hear in the hall that night were just the 5 people that came in the car.
E a reunião começou, eu não vou lembrar que versículo, que hino foi cantado. Sei do versículo porque ele foi muito repetido naquela reunião.
The meeting started and I confess that I don't remember the hymn that was sung, but I do remember the verse because the man kept quoting it.
Naquela manhã eu não queria estar ali.
That morning I didn't want to be there.
Quando nós chegamos, achei que ia embora.
When we arrived there, I thought I'll get to go home here.
O meu corpo entrou, mas a minha mente e o meu coração não estavam lá dentro.
You know, my body walked in, but my mind and my spirit they really weren't there. I wasn't interested in hearing the gospel.
Eu não estava prestando atenção naquilo que aquele homem estava pregando.
As I was listening, I wasn't listening with attention or giving attention to what the man was saying.
Porém, a maneira como ele estava se expressando em determinado momento daquela reunião me chamou a atenção.
However, though I wasn't listening very attentively to the man, at a certain moment in the meeting, it spoke to me just how he was speaking, how sincere he was.
Olhando na minha direção, a impressão que eu tinha é que ele vinha para cima de mim.
Just the way that he was speaking, I thought he's speaking just directly to me.
Muita disposição naquilo que falava, muita convicção, muita vontade. Aquilo me chamou a atenção.
He was speaking with so much zeal. He was really serious about what he was saying, and that spoke to me.
Eu não sei que horas eram, que momento nós estávamos da reunião, mas eu tinha acabado de chegar naquela hora.
I don't know what time or what exact second that happened, but the moment that he spoke to me so seriously, that's the moment that I entered into the meeting, when I started to listen.
Pela primeira vez eu estava atento ao que estava acontecendo.
For the first time I was listening and giving my attention to what was being spoken about.
E um pensamento surgiu no meu coração. E eu pensei comigo. Eu conhecia alguma coisa do Evangelho.
The thought came into my heart and my mind. I know something about the gospel.
Sabia que o Evangelho era uma mensagem para o pecador que está indo para o inferno, que ainda não é salvo.
I knew that the gospel, it was a message for the sinner that's going to hell.
Eu aprendi isso muitas vezes nas reuniões desde criança, que o pecador nos seus pecados está indo para o inferno.
I had learned that very often growing up hearing the gospel preached that the sinner without salvation, without his sins forgiven, is going to hell.
E que a mensagem do Evangelho era uma mensagem para o pecador perdido nos seus pecados que está indo para o inferno.
I knew that the gospel was to the lost sinners that are lost in their sin and going to hell.
A única pessoa dentro daquele salão que era um pecador indo para o inferno, eu percebi, era eu mesmo.
The only person, as I looked around the hall, I realized the only person here that isn't saved, who is a sinner going to hell, it's me.
Senti que Deus estava naquele lugar para falar comigo aquela noite.
I felt that God was there that night and he was going to speak to me. He was speaking to me.
Não éramos mais 5. Deus estava ali. Ele tinha vindo para falar comigo. Ele queria me salvar.
It felt that it was no longer only 5 people in the hall, but I knew that God is here and God wants to speak to me and wants to save me.
Comecei a prestar atenção naquilo que aquele homem estava pregando.
I started to listen attentively to what that man was preaching.
E naquela hora, ele estava falando sobre o problema do pecado.
At that very moment, he was speaking about the problem of our sin.
De como o pecado que nós temos está conduzindo-nos para o inferno, uma eterna perdição.
He was speaking about how our sin is taking us to hell, an eternal place of loss and being far off from God.
Eu lembro muito bem do exemplo que ele deu, que o pecado são como bolhas de sabão.
He was giving the example and the illustration that sin, it's really like a bubble.
Dessas que as crianças fazem, e porque são bonitas, coloridas e flutuam, as crianças correm atrás delas.
You know, bubbles that they float and they reflect light and they look so nice. And people chase after bubbles.
E quando as apanham e abrem as mãos, elas descobrem que não há mais nada lá. Apenas mãos vazias.
But if you chase that bubble that looks so good and so nice, and you grab it, you open your hand and there's nothing there. It's gone.
E ele então disse que o pecado é dessa maneira. Nós o perseguimos e queremos experimentá-lo, mas depois descobrimos que haverá um vazio da nossa alma.
Sin is just like that. We run after sin and we think that it'll satisfy us, but at the end we have a void within us.
Nessa hora, eu pensei comigo mesmo. Eu sou um pecador correndo atrás dessas bolhas de sabão do pecado.
In that very moment, I realized I am that sinner, running after bubbles that will leave me without anything at the end of life.
Mas a boa notícia veio depois.
But the good news came.
Quando ele pôde apresentar aquele que realmente satisfaz a alma, aquele que preenche o pecador.
When that man, the preacher, presented to me and preached to me, the one that does satisfy and does give lasting joy.
E ele apresentou o Senhor Jesus Cristo, o único que pode salvar e resolver o problema dos nossos pecados.
He preached to me the Lord Jesus Christ, the only one that can save and that can satisfy.
Então, meu amigo, naquele momento, eu estava perante Deus, ouvindo a sua voz.
In that moment, I was before God, and God was speaking to me.
Convencido por Deus de que eu era um pecador perdido, indo para o inferno.
Convicted by his word that I was a sinner, and I was justly going to hell.
E convencido também que o Senhor Jesus é o Salvador que morreu na cruz pelos meus pecados.
But convicted and convinced from the scriptures as well that the Lord Jesus Christ was the only and sufficient Savior for sinners.
Era como se eu tivesse naquela reunião com mais ninguém, apenas com Deus diante de mim.
It was as if in that meeting there was no one else in the room. It was only God and me.
Era uma questão agora entre eu e Deus, para ser resolvida.
My salvation in that moment, it was a question alone between myself and God. There was no one else involved.
Nosso irmão Sr. Ronaldo pregando da obra do Senhor Jesus.
Our brother Ronnie Watterson preaching the work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
E ele insistia que a obra do Senhor Jesus é suficiente para todo aquele que crê.
And he was preaching that the work of the Lord Jesus Christ is absolutely sufficient. And for that reason, we can trust him.
E repetia essa palavra vez após vez, e aquilo me ajudou muito. Todo aquele que crê, é só crer, somente crer no Senhor Jesus, tudo está resolvido, é só crer.
He repeated it again and again, and it was a big help to me. Whosoever believeth, it is only to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to be saved.
E naquele momento, convencido dos meus pecados, eu era alguém que podia dizer a Deus, eu tenho corrido atrás dessas bolhas de sabão que o mundo oferece.
I, in that moment, was convicted of my sins, that I am one that has run after sin for too long.
E se para ser salvo, eu preciso apenas crer na obra do Senhor Jesus, ali mesmo, naquele lugar, eu entreguei a minha vida a Cristo, confiando somente nele. Eu recebi como meu Salvador naquela hora.
And conscious and convicted of my sin, but knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ was the only, the sufficient Savior, that His work was enough for me, and that if I trusted Him, He would save me. In that moment, I trusted Him and rested on Him for the salvation of my soul.
Pela primeira vez, eu era uma pessoa convencida dos meus pecados, grande pecador.
For the first time, I was a person that was convicted of my sin.
E convencido também agora de que bastava apenas dar passo de fé para ter o perdão dos meus pecados.
I'm convinced as well that simple faith in the Lord Jesus Christ would take me to heaven.
E ali somente entre eu e Deus, eu confiei no Senhor Jesus como Salvador da minha alma.
And there, in that moment, just between myself and God, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
É como se eu dissesse no meu coração diante de Deus, ó Deus, eu não quero mais continuar perdido nos meus pecados.
It was as though I was saying to God, I don't want to go on any longer, lost in my sin.
E se a obra do Teu amado Filho por mim na cruz foi suficiente e basta eu apenas crer, então eu creio.
And Thou hast said that the work of Thy Son is enough for me. If I trust in Him, well, I trust Him.
E naquele momento, eu fui salvo pela graça de Deus.
And in that very moment, by the grace of God, I was saved.
Eu não sei como a reunião acabou.
I don't remember how the meeting finished.
Mas agora nós estávamos indo para o carro, embora para casa.
But at this moment that I'm speaking to you about now, we were on our way home after the meeting.
Aquele momento que eu passei lá dentro daquele salão, estava em minha mente o tempo inteiro o acontecimento que havia acontecido há pouco.
That moment in the meeting when I trusted the Lord Jesus, that was all that was in my mind.
Eu havia crido no Senhor Jesus como meu Salvador, eu havia nascido de novo.
In that moment I knew, the moment I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, I was born again.
Eu não tinha feito nada, apenas cri naquilo que o Senhor Jesus fez na cruz por mim.
I didn't do anything. I only trusted in what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for me at the cross.
Sabia que lá dentro daquele carro agora, todos eram salvos.
I knew now, though we had gone to the meeting with a car of five people and one wasn't saved, we were going home now and all five of us were saved.
No dia seguinte, eu aprendi que eu podia recitar João 3:16.
In the day following, I learned that I could recite John 3:16.
Você conhece esse versículo de cor?
Do you know that verse off by heart? John 3:16.
Você pode recitá-lo, não agora, mas você pode recitar esse versículo, não tem problema nenhum, ele é muito importante e muito verdadeiro.
If you're able to say that verse, don't say it now, but it's very important. Think about that verse. It's very important and tells you about how to be saved.
Deus amou o mundo de uma tal maneira,
God so loved the world,
que Ele deu o Seu Filho unigênito para que todos, todo aquele que nele crê, não pereça, mas tenha a vida eterna.
That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mas por haver crido no Senhor Jesus, eu aprendi.
But having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, I learned this.
Eu poderia recitar esse versículo agora, de uma maneira bem diferente.
Though I knew this verse for a long time, now I could say the verse and it was different.
Eu queria saber de você, amigo, se você também pode falar junto comigo dessa maneira.
I want to know, has the verse ever become different to you? Has it ever changed from just the world? Has it ever become personal?
Deus me amou.
God loved me.
De uma tal maneira.
In such a way.
Que Ele me deu o Seu Filho unigênito.
That He gave His only begotten Son for me.
E por eu haver crido nele,
that if I trust in him,
eu não vou perecer,
I won't perish,
mas tenho a vida eterna.
But I have eternal life.
Eu espero que você tenha essa experiência e possa falar desta maneira.
I hope that you will have that experience, that you can say that verse in that way, saying that it was for me and not just for the world.
Mas se você ainda não tem, eu quero que você saiba, Deus está aqui também.
But if you've never yet had that moment of trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to know that God is here too, and He wants you to be saved.
Ele veio para falar contigo e para te salvar. Ele quer salvar você.
He came that you might be saved, and He wants you to be saved tonight.
E se você crê no Senhor Jesus como teu Salvador nessa noite, aonde você está agora? Você será salvo.
And if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, just where you're sitting, He will save you tonight.
E quem sabe, daqui a algum tempo, nós vamos ouvir a sua história de salvação.
You have heard my story of how I was saved tonight. Maybe one night we will hear about how you were saved.
Será diferente da minha? Será diferente do de TJ?
It will be different. Your story will be different from mine. It will be different from Thomas John.
O país é diferente, a língua é diferente, as pessoas são diferentes e as circunstâncias são diferentes.
The country is different, the people is different, the language is different, the circumstances are all different.
Mas,
but,
a porta que nós devemos entrar é a mesma.
The door through which we must enter in to be saved is the same.
O Senhor Jesus Cristo é a porta.
The Lord Jesus Christ is that door.
E o passo que nós temos que dar para entrar por esta porta é o mesmo para todos.
And the step through the door that we have to take, the step of faith, it's the same for every one of us.
Todo aquele que nele crê.
But whosoever believeth in him,
tem a vida eterna.
Hath everlasting life.
Que Deus abençoe você.
May God bless His word. Now we're going to pray before we go. Our Father, we thank Thee again for Thy love to a world of fallen men. Thy love that Thou didst give Thy Son to the cross where He died for our sins. We thank Thee for saving our brother. We thank Thee that Thou art willing to save all that will come unto Thee. We thank Thee for the simplicity of salvation. We thank Thee that it is through simple faith in Thy Son, not trying but trusting. And we long that those not saved would go in for it tonight. And they would not rest, they wouldn't sleep until they have salvation. Through simple faith in Thy Son, we pray for Thy help and blessing, in the Lord Jesus' worthy name. Amen. Now, we're just before we go, just one more, a minute or two more, we're going to sing 366. 366. We'll maybe sing the first and the last verse. This is the first and the last verse of 366. I've a soul to be saved. May this truth be engraved on my mind and my heart while I'm young. Oh, how awful the cost that my soul should be lost and in hell if I die as I am. But thank God that the last verse says, I'll just come as I am. 366, and we'll rise to sing.
I've a soul to be saved.
Trust Him today, that my sins will fly away, and be saved.
Christ.